I thought we were the better team. I thought we dominated possession of the football. Obviously, on a counter attack, they looked dangerous with a very good partnership front. And I heard their fans singing, "We're never going to beat them." Well, you're not with help.
Right.
They had a lot of help today.
From?
I can't say because I get fined, but okay. I think by my comment, you know who I mean.
Okay.
Disgusting in some ways. Horrendous. 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 One of the worst I've seen for a long time.
I'm thinking about the person that you may be talking about. He got in the way a few times, but what decisions did you think he made that were...
Well, we didn't say he was the referee.
Okay.
I'll let everybody else decide who I'm talking about.
Fine.
I think, what was it, 16,500 here today? Yeah, thereabouts. They know who I'm talking about. But if I say who it is, I get fined.
Fine. Let's talk about things you can talk about. Which
the goal? The goal.
Right, which you thought should have stood.
But wait till you see it. I want to take it to my press conference now. And nobody is near the goalkeeper. He completely just has a mental block for a second. And the referee is 10 yards away. One of the worst things I've ever seen. Ever seen. So, what more can my players do? What more can they do today? They ran more. They tackled more. They fought more. They showed that the badge meant something to them. And that's the bit that I find difficult to accept.
In terms of... the day, it didn't start particularly well, did it? Losing Josh McGuinness so early on and losing Lewis Page. So that must have added to your frustration.
Yeah, no, it adds to my desire to win. So I think that's important that although you can have negative moments in games, I didn't see it as that. I see it as an opportunity, a window of opportunity for Jay and for Tony to get some minutes. And it's hard. I think if we would have had them players, I think we would have won the game. Because what I would have been able to do is make three fresh substitutions with 20 minutes to go. And I didn't. I only had one. And that one that I wanted to get on was Ricky. And we knew he only had 10 minutes. So my whole... Not that I've got much in between me, but my whole concept of what I thought I was trying to do. So as it went. But listen, it's all about how you react in life, not just in football, and how you respond to negativity and how you respond to adversity. And my players responded wonderfully well. I can't ask no more. Do you know what I am going to say? I'm starting to fall in love with this place after today, honestly. I said to Richie, this place is... Oh, I love it. I do. And... it's been a good time to battle this place together. And I think what the fans have seen today, that we've put players who are unfit who have come in, players who have been injured and gone off, players who have just played the first game, so many different things, factions that weren't quite right. But I think we certainly showed a certain unified performance. And when I use the word unified, I mean the fans as well. There was a connection today. There's an electricity around the place. That's not because Millwall were here, it's because Charlton were here. That's the most important thing.